Okay, welcome to Immunize Wisely. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle, and I have actually a wonderful guest that we were talking with. I got Sally Alcordi to be on this fabulous network, and I'm so thrilled to have her. She is so knowledgeable, but I know things that she doesn't know, and she knows things I don't know, so it's like I am so thrilled to be able to be working with her. And we decided we wanted to extend this whole program and talk to each other, and I was her guest last hour, and she is going to be my guest this hour because there's some really exciting stuff that she's going to share. But before I go into that, we were talking about how important it is that we protect the children that are being born in this country, if there are very many being born, and about private adoption. So if you're just listening to this hour, you're going to want to go back to the archives and listen to the previous hour that we did with Sally Alcordi's excellent show, Vaccine Free America. And I want everyone to be able to welcome her to the network because she is such an amazing addition. But let me just finish up. I was just talking about conscious conception. She wanted me to mention how these boys that wear their cell phones live right in their pocket are actually radiating their testes, gonads, whatever you want to say. It's reducing their sperm count. Right now, we have so many toxins, so many things that are reducing the testosterone and the sperm in our males. We get to have this gender bending stuff. So fertility is a huge issue. So if you know anyone that is young, please make sure that they keep their cell phone off and they don't wear it in their pockets live. Especially if you have children and you want to have grandchildren, you know, this is actually an important point. And I mentioned I wrote a series of articles on fertility in November 2004. There were four articles on what women can do, what men can do, and how you actually prepare. You spend a whole year detoxing and preparing for conception. It takes 7 years, according to John Christopher, to bring down our genetic inheritance, and 7 years to build it back up to the health that we had, several thousand years ago. So, but without any further ado, Sally actually told me before we even got on air what she wanted to talk about, and I was like, she has me in absolute suspense. And if you don't know Sally, please read her bio. I was going to go ahead and read her bio on, you know, the RBN host page. But I just want you to know she's one of my heroines. She's very outspoken on this issue. She believes, like me, these vaccines need to be outlawed. But ahead of outlawing, at least get rid of the mandates. And we're networked with some fabulous women that are going to take this issue to court, and they're actually experienced in both law and research and compiling the evidence, and we networked them together, and I think I mentioned that last time, Joy Garner with the Control Group, and Jamie does not have her own website, Jamie Cosenza, that Sally turned me on to. They're going to be networking their cases together and sharing evidence and stuff, and they're amazing Christian women that are absolutely God-led to do this work. And it's so I did have Joy Garner on. I would like anyone listening to this to go to the Control Group, thecontrolgroup.org, and download the survey. If you know anyone that's completely unvaccinated, it's important that those surveys get in. It's part of her evidence, and you can do it totally anonymously. And so, you know, you don't have to get paranoid. These people are right. They've been absolutely screened. They're great. So without any further ado, Sally, you've got to share with us this news. The suspense is too much for me.
As you know, Ingrid, they are doing everything conceivable to shut us up, from Representative Schiff's writing to Facebook to say censor, to Amazon, to censor books. You know, as a friend of mine, Rhonda Apollo, says, it's a virtual book burning. when it comes to vaccines, the issue of vaccines. And quite frankly, I've been wondering, how do they get away, the legislators themselves, how do our government officials get away with lying? And I just realized, you know, I've kind of been talking about this bill or this act for a while, and people have been saying, don't get off the issue of vaccines, stick to the issue. I'm like, this affects every single issue, and especially vaccines now. For the first time, people are listening. So it is, originally, there was a bill called the Smith-Mundt Act. This act said you cannot, the government cannot propagandize the American people. Bravo, Smith and Mundt. Well, what they've done is taken the Smith-Mundt Act and made it the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, which means you can lie to the American people. So these poor guys who were trying to keep everyone on the up and up were completely undermined in the Modernization Act of their bill. And this was put into, without anybody realizing it, let me tell you what else was put into the NDAA. Back in 2012, everybody was really freaking out, and justifiably so, that there was a portion of the NDAA that said anybody can be disappeared forever, at home or abroad, does not know who their accuser is, and doesn't get a lawyer. That was the most amazing thing, right? Does it get more amazing mm-hmm. than that? And I remember going to my local and state legislators and saying, let us exempt ourselves from this. You know, this is ridiculous. Right. But why did I actually get off the couch? Because Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers said, not only is it outrageous, but there's no age limit. And I said, uh-oh, child trafficking. That's what it screamed to me when he said there was no age limit. It's not about are you guilty or not. It's about disappearing people. And what do Ingrid and I care about? Children. So right. That's what got me off the couch and into my legislator's office to try to write. And there was prototype legislation I had was working with very good people. However, there was something else in the NDAA. It was called the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, which was brought to my attention by a woman with a Cockney accent from England. I remember thinking, I can't believe that I'm learning this unbelievable thing, and I don't care what your issue is. You know, I want it now, such that everyone who works for the government, before they say anything, has to swear on a Bible. You know? Mm-hmm. They have to swear in because they can lie to us. It's okay.
Right.
They passed a law saying they can. And nobody even realizes this was in the NDAA. I didn't realize it, and I was telling Angry, I used to comb through the bills because I used to put out oppose this, support this, oppose this. And I remember at one time, Angry, I've run for office many, many times, but one of the runs I did for Congress, My card read, I will oppose all legislation, you're welcome. That was my platform. Mm-hmm. Because anything that gets to the floor for a vote should be opposed. And I realized that having gone through all these bills, and I couldn't find anything to support. Everything was opposed. So certainly
right.
Anybody who thought that there was an act saying the government, you know, is giving themselves permission to propagandize, that's the word they use, the American people most assuredly would have opposed that. But as I say, to think that you would even put on your card when you're running for Congress, I will oppose all legislation, you're welcome, is a very sad statement. I hope you're hearing me.
Right. Exactly. No, it's so shocking. It's like, what do you even say to that, you know? Well, I mean, people are voting for people that are going to lie to you. I mean, and it's legal for them to lie. That's like the media, we already know, has been vindicated. They're allowed to lie. They just can't. They're allowed to lie to us. You know, all the media is, but they can't. They can have some liability for slamming someone, slander. You know, so slander is the only thing. If you can prove that they lied about your character and they ruined your business because of the slander, you're affected by that. But other than slander, they can say whatever they want. And now we have our politicians legalized themselves to be able to lie to us.
Well, I've only found two articles and that one report about it. It was so well hidden, and I would hide it too. If I were trying to get away with this, I would hide it too.
Right.
And the NDAA with the, we can steal anybody anytime, for life, here or abroad, no lawyer, no accusation. You don't know who made an accusation. It really left you thinking, it doesn't seem like an accusation is even required to disappear people, you know? But it was such an over the top. I wonder if they put that out there just to hide this, you know?
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Well, this is not. I mean, I've actually publicized this just on our Yahoo group, but, the Smith Modernization Act that you mentioned. Isn't that what it's called? The Smith-Mundt?
No, that's what it's called, the Smith-Mundt Modernization
Act. Right. So, but you mentioning that recently at the federal level, was it both the House and the Senate, and has it been signed into law by Trump that has to do with censorship? Was it tagged onto another bill? The censorship thing has really increased, and so I wanted you to address that.
Well, that was the act I was talking about, the one that was put into the NDAA. And when I was listening to the U.S. Senate read a 20-minute, when they were having a hearing and they were interviewing people who were experts in removing exemptions, one of them, okay, which led us to the whole false flag Disney measles outbreak that Jamie Cosenza reported on. That was an amazing report and could not have been more important. However, when they were, talking, each of them for a long time, I couldn't take it out anymore. I was like, these verbose, nuanced fabrications regarding vaccination could only have been written by pharma. You know, we have to start getting the senators themselves to swear it. Forget about the people who are testifying. We have to get our government officials, and they shouldn't even be allowed, because you're allowed to lie through any form of media. I heard Assemblyman Dinowitz the other day say 1 in 1,000 kids dies of the measles. You mean 1 in 1,000? First of all, I mean, that's a blatant lie. It's a blatant lie. And by the way, were any of them given the vaccine for the measles? They always forget to mention that, right? So,
That's the whole thing. We've had what? Allegedly, and we don't even know this for sure. But the report is that there's been 2 deaths in 10 years that they're alleging as due to the measles. Well, we don't know enough detail about that. We don't know if they were vaccinated. We don't know if they had enough vitamin A in their system. We don't know if they had other issues like leukemia, because we know that if your immune system is already shot, so we don't have enough information. They just say this statistically. And then, you can die from a car accident, so they're blaming it on measles when, we don't really know that was really the cause of death, because we don't know the whole health history. That's something that maybe put them over the edge because they were already immune compromised. So then we have the vaccine adverse event reporting system and the vaccine injury compensation program that has compensated lots of families just over the MMR vaccine. And then we have Merck Pharmaceuticals, of course, in court over both the MMR vaccine and the Gardasil vaccine currently. So, I mean, this is certainly not, I mean, they have a monopoly on this product. There's no such thing as a single dose measles vaccine. It's all measles, mumps, and rubella. And, you know, there's a lot of problems with this particular vaccine, you know, especially if you have a body overloaded with toxins and heavy metals and polysorbate 80 and aluminum and, you know, on and on. And then you put this live virus vaccine into your, you know, body, then they find that the same strain that's in the vaccine, because there's multiple alleged measles viruses that have a certain signature, is some kind of, you know, microbe or whatever that has a specific signature. And the one that's in the vaccine, you know, Andrew Wakefield, and believe it or not, his research has been duplicated countless times, and it shows that it, you know, causes this leaky gut syndrome in these children if they've had this, you know, bolus dose of all these other vaccines, and then when the MMR comes along, it throws them into autism, or at least on the spectrum, and they have, you know, horrible gut issues. And as a gastroenterologist, he did a small study that was, you know, at one time printed in the Lancet, and then they retracted it. I mean, the pharmaceutical pressure is on. They basically own the medical journal, so they can do whatever they want. And they even hired Brian Deere to vilify him. He was a journalist that was, you know, eager to get paid well by Big Pharma to vilify Andrew Wakefield. And that's all in callous disregard. Andrew Wakefield's absolutely been vindicated, and it's pretty amazing. But I, this is not about what I'm going to talk about. I need to allow you to talk, Sally, because you have so much to share. I'm just repeating what, you know, several people already know.
Everything that you're saying needs to be said. You know, you and I could talk for 100 hours about this issue. In fact, when we recently took a stand in solidarity with the world for International Vaccine Injury Awareness Day, which falls on June 3rd, but it was a Monday, so everybody observed it on June 2nd, Sunday, and we took a stand on the steps of City Hall, this time particularly because of what our mayor had done, which is go door-to-door in Brooklyn with the measles vaccine. It's your money or your life, folks. If you don't want the vaccine, that'll be $1,000 a kid, okay? I remember when this was going down in Italy going, oh my God, this is extortion, you know? And it's not extortion when we do it here. So this is just, and after it went down, there was an article in a mainstream media that said, oh, that was illegal. Yeah, it's already done. It's already happened.
Yeah. Right.
Like, who didn't know that was illegal? But they got away with it. And that's what they doing. So anyway, so I said to everybody who was speaking, I said, you know, we're going to go in a round, each person say something you believe that the American public does not realize about vaccines. And we'll just keep going around till our time runs out. And that way we'll get a lot of important facts. So people were very concerned. What if I replicate what somebody at the other end of the staircase says? I won't be able to hear them. I said, don't worry, there's so much wrong with vaccines, nobody's going to replicate anybody. And I was right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming up on a break. So you're listening to Sally L. Cordy with Vaccine Free America, the previous hour with your host, Ingrid Castle, on Immunize Wisely. And please stay tuned. We are going to take callers the second hour. And thank you for tuning in.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018.
This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Immunize Wisely with your host, Ingrid Castle. And I have Sally Alcordi as our guest. I wanted to make sure I had her as a guest because she is now part of the RBN network. And I'm so thankful that she agreed to grab the hour before this one. So she interviewed me last hour and I'm interviewing her, but it's more of a general back and forth conversation because we learned so much from each other. We will take callers the second hour. So if you could hold on because we want to hear from you. And I'd like you to definitely welcome Sally to RBN. It's just, she is such a great asset. So thank you, Sally. So we were talking about the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, how this had changed and how these guys would probably turn over in their grave if they knew what happened to their original act, which was not, it basically flipped their whole intention on the head for the government and everyone to propagandize the American populace. But I was under the impression you had something about censorship, specifically about censoring us, RBN as a forum, and what we're doing on the grassroots level to try to wake people up.
Well, I'll tell you, since I've been on RBN, I've been locked out of Facebook, Twitter, my email. I'm stunned that I'm on Skype, but actually I was locked out of Skype. This is a new Skype account. So RBN is obviously very popular and people do listen to it. but people who are not our friends also listen to it, or I wouldn't be experiencing every disability in the world. I mean, I have the record of being locked out of Facebook. I'm up to 22 times now. But all of these things happen concurrently after I did a show, my own show on RBN. So take a bow, folks. You're doing it right.
So in other words, you had, by the way, your first show was excellent. Your guest was just spot on, and you guys worked so well together. I don't remember her name. It was amazing. So people should go to the archives. And that was last week, your first show, Vaccine Free America. That's from Central Time 6 to 7 and East Time 7 to 8. This is just the show before this. And who was your guest? I forget.
Heather Walker. She is an autism mother.
Heather Walker.
Yes. And she basically, when I was just waking up because of the nurses, if you recall back in 2009, the nurses were being forced to take flu shots. From what I understand initially from the nurse who started this, Sue, oh gosh, what is her name? Sue. She was saying initially they said you can have a luggage set if you take the flu shot. Then you can have ice cream if you take the flu shot. And then you can keep your job if you take the flu shot. And that's how it basically. So when they got to the you can keep your job if you take the flu shot, they had a protest. And Heather Walker was gathered many people to join in this protest. And I was wondering at the time, why are nurses rejecting the vaccine? I can't fathom why they would be opposing it. Well, so I want to thank the nurses of New York State for vocalizing their dissent because it woke me up. But concurrently, I was noticing because my sister had been taken down by a vaccine, which my mother didn't realize until I started noticing everyone reminding me of my sister, who was severely mentally retarded and institutionalized. So I got to see the whole spectrum every Sunday of my life. And everyone, everywhere I turned, all these small children were reminding me of someone I had seen. And of course, that loss of eye contact, that far off look, was something I recognized instantaneously. I can basically spot an autistic child two blocks away, you know, because I'm so accustomed to the way they walk, the way they move, the way they look, you know. There are many different variations, but I've seen them all. So I'm wondering why everywhere I turn are all these children disabled? And I just said, that does it. And I walked up to a person with a child in a stroller, and I said, hi, my name is Sally, and my sister was severely mentally retarded. Can I ask you, what's wrong with your kid? And you'd think that they would slap my face. And they did not. Instead, they relaxed and said, somewhere in the conversation, each and every one of about 200 people said, but the doctor said it wasn't the vaccine. And I'm like, huh? You know, it's got to be the vaccine. I never brought up the vaccine to one of these people. Yet each and every one of them said to me somewhere in this conversation, but the doctor said it wasn't the vaccine. So there you go.
Wow. So it just alerted you. There were several little red flags that got you to thinking about the vaccines. And then, of course, Heather Walker's experience. And then I believe, wasn't it your daughter? The whole Gardasil thing that happened in relationship to your daughter.
Yeah. That.
You are tuned in.
Okay. We're listening to. Yep.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now,
and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely. I didn't anticipate that last break. I think, you know, got to keep looking at the clock here. So anyway, something Sally said triggered me to ask her more about her own history. And I remember she has, well, now they're young adults, you know, wonderful children. She has a boy and a girl, or a woman and a man now that are her children, and she's had experience with the vaccines, and she was just waking up when they were 18 and 19. Is that correct, Sally?
That's correct, unfortunately. But I was awoken with the Gardasil unequivocally, because first of all, the pediatrician, I thought all vaccines that were required for school were required. Nobody ever told me about exemptions. I didn't know that was a possibility. But I did know that the Gardasil was optional. So I thought, well, if this is optional, I'm going to opt out. So they were pushing it hard on television. So when we were in the pediatrician's office, at that point, I was very cagey about vaccines. And mind you, my daughter at this point is 18. Right. And I was cagey about it because a different pediatrician had inoculated my son with his back to me. And I said, why are you patting his arm? He said, because I just vaccinated him. I said, I didn't say you could do that. You know, I just was like blown away. And he rushed me into his office, and then he just looked at sheets while I talked. And then he said, there, there, I'm like, they're there. I still, you know, you still didn't ask. So anyway, in the same practice, the woman pediatrician said that she was going to give my daughter an HPV. And I said, did you say hepatitis B? And she looked at me like, yeah. And I said, I really want to be clear. Did you say hepatitis B? And she looked at me like, duh, but said nothing again. Then she injected my daughter, and she then said, no, I didn't say hepatitis B. I said HPV. I said, what's that? And she said Gardasil. And I said, I did not want my daughter to have the Gardasil. Stick that needle right in and pull it, extract it. I can't do that. I said, well, I can. Give me the needle. She wouldn't give me the needle. I remember addressing another pediatrician, asking her to help me, and she put her hand in my face like, talk to the hand. And I went out to the lobby, and I said to the staff there, I said, would somebody help me? I cannot get this needle out of this woman's hand. I want to extract the Gardasil she just shot my daughter with that I did not want her to have. And my daughter, I wound up carrying her across 8 lanes of traffic, Queens Boulevard, to get her into a cab because she collapsed at the corner. And I get her into a cab, bring her home, put her to bed, and she slept for 3 days. And I held her pulse the entire time and prayed. I didn't call it an ambulance. I didn't do anything but pray because my trusted family physician had just lied to get it into her. So, twice. And I thought, you know, in a way, it's a good thing because it made me realize something was wrong. And I put it together. And I realized that her reaction was from the vaccine. Other parents whose children collapsed after the Gardasil and their kids slept 3 days, they didn't put it together. And they went on to the second shot that killed their child. So when I talk about some kids cannot get one more shot, that would be my daughter.
Right. Exactly. And so obviously she did not get anyone. And so what did you do to try to get that out of her system so that she could function?
Well, I didn't. I had no idea about homeopathy or naturopaths or anything. She changed. I mean, she definitely changed. She went from spry and bouncy and happy to what I call little old lady's disease. Whenever she's sitting, just sitting, not knowing people are observing her, just sitting, she's hunched over. Her mouth is down, like in a permanent frown.
And she, today, to this day?
Yep. I mean, she can have energy. She can put it out. But when you just see her in repose, she looks like a little old lady. And it's completely the opposite of what she exuded previously. You see?
Yeah, and I would like to work with you to help her recover. Serious.
Well, I have.
Yeah, we need to work together.
Her, to step outside the realm of, you know, families are difficult. Families, you know, you can give great advice. My sister, I gave great advice to. I said, look what happened to my daughter. Don't let it happen to yours. And she ignored me. And one of her children is just went through chemotherapy.
Oh, geez.
And I'm saving apricot pits for the B17 that's supposedly good. I don't know how to ground them down, but I'm going to learn how to.
Well, actually, what you do, they taste like almond extract, concentrated almond extract. And it's interesting. I am dealing with a good friend's dog right now, 10-pound dog with a softball-sized tumor on its rear hip, and he limps around, and he's recovering amazingly. He was literally on the deathbed, and of course the vet, you know, charged, you know, buku bucks for an x-ray and wanted to chop off his leg, and They're Christians, they said no, and we're doing SCIT, sulfur, and bitter apricot pits, and a really good diet, and the dog is recovering miraculously. And getting that, there's like a Huckleberry talked about it on my previous show that I replayed last week, how they, when the tumor starts shedding, they get this cottage cheese-like stuff coming out through their stool. And he's getting all of that. The tumor softened, and he's perky now. And we're putting the eyes were all coated, too, with all this mucus coming out of the eyes. And it's still a lot of mucus. So I said, you know, put the sulfur, you know, you take the sulfur and put some hot water over it to dissolve it. And you just keep it in a pint jar and, you know, water it down a little bit and put that on the eyes and wipe it, you know. And then she's also doing it's not really a syringe, like, to go into your arm, but you know, one of those kind of things that you put in this corner of their mouth. I don't remember what they're called, but anyway, you know, she fills it up with the fluid. And what are they called?
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, anyway, you can fill it up with fluid, you know, you pull it up, and then you know she's been treating the dog with Essiac tea and putting sheep sorrel leaf in the food, and actually did inject sheep sorrel tea into, you know, making an infusion with just some dried leaf I gave her. And the dog really is perking up. I mean, we're pretty thrilled. We're going to get a testimony out of her. But I gave her some apricot pits. And now that apricot season's happening, I'm saving my pits so that she can just take a hammer, you know, and get the pits out. So, well, you know, everyone should do that. Now that it's apricot season, get the kernel out. The kernel's also there for nectarines and peaches. So if you get some organic nectarines or peaches, you know, save the pits and take a hammer to it.
And there's a seed within the seed, is what you're saying?
There's a little almond in there. And they call them bitter almonds, but it has lots of B17 laetrol. It's interesting. Don Harkins and Dr. Bruce Halstead wrote a whole book. I have the whole manuscript here, and I never published it because they both died. But they have a whole book that they wrote together on the power of laetrol. And, you know, Don Harkins, my husband, he went to Mexico and stayed with Bruce. They spent a bunch of time. I mean, he spent a lot of time on this book. And then Bruce died, and then, you know, Don was murdered, and that was the end of that, and my life changed. So, you know, just stuff happens. And there is a lot of stuff written about laetrol. I mean, you know, G. Edward Griffin wrote World Without Cancer that really is focused specifically on apricot pits and laetrol.
You should speak at his Red Pill Conference.
Well, yeah, I actually went to his Red Pill Conference. I wanted to meet Cynthia McKinney.
Oh,
I went to the one in Spokane because it's close. Okay. I don't fly, Sally.
Okay.
But I actually, you know, went out to dinner after the day's events. And, you know, we have a mutual friend that had me go to dinner with him so I could get a picture of me and Cynthia McKinney. I was a long admirer of hers for standing up against Israel, against the, you know, for the Palestinians and, you know,
well, she's
that whole thing.
She was reporting from hospitals and schools in Libya as they were being bombed. And I remember while they were doing that, Obama and Michelle were carrying on about bullying. I'm like, how can you do a... I don't even get it. We are bombing schools in Libya, and you're talking about bullying in the schools in America. Wow.
Right. I mean, so out of touch, you know?
I'm not saying I'm not pro-bully, but I'm not pro-bully to Libyan children in their schools either, you know? So, yeah.
Well, it was all to lead to this gender bender stuff. I mean, I don't know how many people realize that if you're heterosexual, you're not that called that anymore. That is a bad term. It's not politically correct. You're cisgender, C-I-S, gender. If you're born a girl and you identify as a girl, or you're born a boy and you identify as a male, you know, then you're cisgender. Yeah, I mean, it's just bizarre.
Can I ask you a question in terms of how vaccines play into this? Because you're getting aborted baby fetal tissues, right, in the vaccines.
And you already know the answer to that.
Well, but I don't really know how it works or anything, if you can enlighten me, because this is just what I'm supposing. I don't know really more than what I would suppose. If I were a girl and I got a male aborted baby fetal tissue, I would assume that would affect me. And I know I've had parents write to me and say, my child became gay after vaccination. At first, I thought they were just infusing that issue into vaccines. Then I realized the guy was serious, and this might be a serious issue.
It is a serious. I mean, there's actually a documentary about the disappearing male, but it didn't go into the vaccine issue. Now we have, because there's all the plastics out there and all these chemicals that are gender bending and, you know, reduces testosterone and all that stuff. So we do have the disappearing male. That's a huge aspect. But we do have these aborted babies that are used to culture the vaccines, and it's being used now to culture more and more vaccines. So as I said before, the genetic code, the RNA and DNA, that genetic code is specific to the sexes. So you have that genetic code, the RNA, DNA shedding into the vaccine itself. The vaccine is being injected in. So you're a male and you're getting, you know, these vaccines that were cultured in a female aborted fetal tissue. And none of this happened. It started increasing with the expanded use of aborted fetal cell lines and the requirement of schools including vaccines that were created using aborted fetal cell lines. So, for instance, it was, I think it was 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. I don't remember the exact year. I'd have to look it up on my website. But they included across the country hepatitis A and varicella. Both those vaccines are cultured in aborted fetal cell lines. So when they increased the schedule, they were also increasing specific vaccines that were cultured in aborted fetal cell lines. Does that make sense? So then you're getting this, you know, genetic material into, you know, this is going via your lymphatic system into your blood system. I mean, it does incorporate into your own genetic coding. So this is where the gender bending stuff, that's one aspect of it. And of course, there's the psychological brainwashing that's been going on for a while, and it's just getting more accelerated. Now we have Drag Queen Story Hour, and I mean, the whole thing is outrageous. We have in Spokane, we had a pastor that was, protesting with some others, Drag Queen Story Hour in Spokane, and he was arrested, and he didn't even do anything. He was like just standing on a public sidewalk, which is totally legal. Well, interesting, you know, just the whole gender bending thing.
Yeah, if we are injecting young people and literally the gender confusion, people are not completely sure what gender they are, and vaccines play a role in this. This is really important to talk about and for people to understand. But I want to tell you, they're also using, because there's so much of it, human malignant cancer tumors to culture vaccines on.
Yes, absolutely. That's a huge thing. In fact, I actually, anyone that orders with me, they get a handout. Are our children being given cancer to attend school? And this is all documented right from the government website, that they are using, you know, these tumors. These cells are known to cause tumors in rodents, you know. I mean, my gosh, this is in September 9th, 2012, but the FDA convened a meeting regarding the use of tumor cells as a vaccine substrate or a growth medium. I mean, this is shocking. The reason mice are tested on to begin with is to study any possible reaction to the tumors. So if no adverse events are discovered, then voila. However, when cancer is caused, in the rodents, it's ignored. And despite all this, the misgivings of a minority of these attendees, the FDA approved these tumor-causing cells to now be used in vaccines. I mean, this is all way back in 2012. We're all the way in 2019. You know, this was just not quite 7 years ago. So, you know, you think we have a cancer explosion now? You know, they say 1 in 2. It's much higher than that. I mean, this is a die-off. You know, they do want to get the population reduced by 80% in this country, for sure. But it's going to go... So stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with my guest, Sally El Cordy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely. You've been listening to Sally El Cordy as my guest. I'm Ingrid Castle. And Sally has so much to share. She triggers me, and pretty soon I'm talking over her. So, and then I trigger something in her, and she starts going on and on. You know, we can go ahead and talk forever on this, but we will take callers the second hour. You could ask questions of either of us. I'm going to try to let Sally take most of them, you know, or whatever. But if she can't do it, I'll answer. And if I can't do it, she can answer it. Because between us, we know a lot. That's for sure. But we don't know everything. We do not know everything.
I want to put a call out to veterans, because second to infants, veterans are given more vaccines than anyone. There was a bill a couple of years back. I don't know if anybody out there is aware of it. I interviewed a veteran about it. She brought it to my attention. And I think it meant that in order to collect the benefits you already earned, you'd have to get 32 doses of vaccines. Do you recall this, Ingrid?
No, and you're talking about who gets the most vaccines?
Well, second only to infants, who are 6 pounds, veterans, I would say, are being given the most vaccines at once.
You're talking about dogs, cows?
No.
Oh, no. Veterans. You're talking, I'm sorry, our Army personnel. Oh, yeah, no, the Army, they're given the most vaccines.
Well, second only to infants. I stress that.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'd like.
So, I mean, infants are given more. So, the schedule you're saying is the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is actually more intense than the military.
Right. Definitely. Oh my God. But my point here is, since veterans do understand vaccine injury, because they have suffered it, will they stand up for our infants? I know a man who's a doctor, actually, who goes with people when they're having children, because here in New York, they'll give you the vitamin K and they'll try to slip in the Hep B, even if you say no. Even if the mother says right. No, it's optional. They'll give it while they're taking away to weigh it or to wash it, or, oh my gosh, look at that, the kid was vaccinated. Or you see there's a difference. In 24 hours, you notice a difference in your kid. You get home, you look at the bill, turns out that Hep B was administered. So I've heard all of these stories. And I have a doctor who actually goes with parents when they're having their children to make sure that the child is protected from the Hep B. I'm wondering if our veteran forces will stand to protect our children, because I can't think of a more noble and American and patriotic thing to do.
I would agree with you, and that's going to trigger me to delay our callers a little bit, because we're going to come up on the commercial break. And that triggered a whole other thing that I want to share with you and our listeners. So anyway, we're finishing up the first hour of Immunize Wisely with my guest, Sally Elcorti. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.